Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist, an author, and a patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive, but different, suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones, it really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, the MP3s I offer on all kinds of subjects from phobias through smoking to anxieties and weight loss on my website. You can also find my books there and access a free online self-hypnosis course. Just go to ursulajames.com. You will also find information on my other podcasts, Petrified Voices and The Soul Midwife, audio versions of my two books. You'll find this information in the episode notes below. And as ever, if you find this podcast useful, be kind enough to share, follow, and of course, please leave a review. And if you do have any suggestions about future sessions you might like, put them into your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. This week's HypnoSOS is a much requested one. It's about procrastination. I'll be honest, it's taken me a while to get round to this one. Yeah, I know, it's not really that funny. However, this will help you get on with things. This will help you stop making excuses. This will help you feel better as you get things done. I hope you enjoy this week's podcast. In a few moments in time, I'd like you to take three deep breaths. Allow your eyes to rest comfortably closed throughout this process. And as you allow your mind to focus on each breath out, I'd like you, when it's completed, to do it again. This time you can breathe even deeper, 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 and slower. And as you breathe out, you let the muscles of your shoulders relax. As you breathe in, you fill your abdomen with warmth that can spread through. And when you've finished, do it one more time. It's a funny thing about procrastinating is that once you get started, you start to recognize that the thing you'd avoided doing actually isn't that big a deal. Sometimes All you have to do is get started. And then repeat what you were doing. And it's so much easier once you've started. So you can try as you did with this. Just try to start it. Just as you started this audio, you can find that it's just as easy to continue to listen as it is to stop and do anything else. In fact, it's easier. By continuing to listen, you really don't have to do anything at all. You don't have to change. All you had to do was get started. And then after a while, you almost forget you're doing it, as you go on to automatic. And each breath out carries you deeper and deeper into these moments, deeper and deeper relaxed. And there will be moments in this process when you think of the things you need to do. And just by thinking about them, you can imagine just starting, just doing it. And because it is just your imagination, you don't really need to do anything, just walk through it. And there will be moments in this process when you think about the things you've avoided doing and you can just let your mind focus on them or not. Because I want you to know that at night, when you sleep, when you dream, by having listened to this audio, your unconscious mind will pre-plan the activity for you, showing you how straightforward it was, showing you that it was much easier than you believed, showing you that it was actually a lot quicker than you thought it could be. In fact, in your sleep and in your dreams, you start to find that you spent more time not trying to do it than just getting on with it. And then in your sleep and in your dreams, there are other times, other moments when your mind runs through a scenario that you've avoided. And by running through it, within the theatre of your dreams, it shows you that perhaps, just perhaps, if you did it a different way, it would be easy. You could just get on with it. Or perhaps, just perhaps, it teaches you that you can postpone it because there's something else you need first. And perhaps, and very often, your sleep and your dreams show you that the thing you've avoided doing is something actually you didn't want to do anyway. So accept that. Do something different. Life's too short to organize everything. And perhaps it is time to just be a bit more spontaneous. Perhaps it is time to organize. Perhaps it is time to throw things away. Perhaps it is time to do things differently. Perhaps it is time in these moments to let that extremely important part of your mind, your unconscious mind, tell you what's best. For you, not just what's best for you, but what's the best way to do it. And the quickest and easiest way to find out is just start it. And then, as you did with this audio, do a little bit more and a little bit more. And then it's easier just to get it done. And boy, do you feel better. the sense of achievement is real. And allowing your unconscious mind to work out better, different strategies for you. And in a weird way, when you do get on with it, you almost have a moment of déjà vu. As if you feel you've already done it, as if this moment has already occurred. And it has. That thing which you have avoided doing, you will already have done and completed successfully in your sleep and in your dreams. And that can make you smile. And just getting on with things, or letting them go, or prioritizing them, becomes a new habit, and your mind becomes clearer. You feel calmer, ever more in control. Remember, you only need to do one thing, and that's just start it, and see how you go. See how you feel. Let your dreams show you the way. The best way for you to stop procrastinating and to get on with having a life. And recognizing that there are some things that you will never do. Some things that you need to do differently. And some things you might need to postpone to a more appropriate time. But whichever one of these ways of operating is brought to you in your sleep and in your dreams, when you wake in the morning, you will realize your mind feels clear and you feel lighter, stronger, better. Better and more optimistic than you have felt in a long, long while. And in a few moments in time. In a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, appropriate, healthy responses will be back. In the present, and you will feel so much better, lighter, as if a weight, as if a burden has been lifted. And it has. You've taken back control. And you can smile. You're stronger than you think. Get on with it. Keep that thought in your mind. So get on with it. So ready. 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8. Eyes open if you haven't already. Good stretch. Rest for a moment. And then get on with your day. But before you do, if you'd be kind enough to rate, review, and share. Thank you.